Chris Nelson stands on the bank of the Boise River Put-In in his full-body wetsuit. He has flippers on his feet and snorkel gear around his face. He clips a 23-pound weight belt around his waist and ties a small raft to it.
As far as I know, I'm the only nut that swims the whole stretch.
People getting ready to float the river stare. His raft drags behind him as he flip-flops to the water. Nelson has been doing this every summer Sunday for 13 years. He's part of the Boise River Volunteers, a group of residents who for years now have cleaned up trash along the river. Nelson attracts a lot of attention during his six-hour swim. It sounds like this.
If you find a Rolex, I dropped it last week when I came down here.
I did. I got 10 bucks for it. Thank you.
And often, he gets this.
We like them. A whole bunch. They keep it clean.
Nelson finds a lot of strange objects at the bottom of the Boise River, and he tries to return these items to their rightful owner.
What is that?
It's a weight. You know, like a workout weight.
He's found that, a lot of glasses, wallets, a GoPro camera that actually recorded for 25 minutes at the bottom of the river, a laptop, a gun, a two-headed parking meter.
The set of chef knives. Yes, we've speculated on how that got in there. We thought possibly a culinary arts student got angry with mom and dad and bagged the class and just tossed the knives in the river. I don't know, but I posted them and nobody ever claimed them, so I use them at home.
But people who float the river regularly may notice a change in the water this year. Liz Paul works for Idaho Rivers United, and she said she floated the river a few weeks ago. This is what she saw.
Garbage and garbage and garbage just strewn up and down the river on that Barber to Boise Reach. And I just turned to my colleague and I said, something tells me the Boise River Volunteers have not been out here yet this year.
Paul is right. The group's founder took a job out of state this summer, so the group hasn't had a single organized float this year. They've also struggled to come up with money for shuttles and boat repairs. They reach out to businesses in the community and sell memberships, but a lot comes from the founder's pocket. Jake Halderman is with the Boise River Volunteers. He feels frustrated with the lack of activity. He says typically, the group of 15 goes out every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the summer. They spend 9 hours picking up trash from pontoon boats.
We'll pick up enough to fill your living room at least twice over every weekend. It's just amazing how much piles up.
With the rest of the Boise volunteer crew on hiatus, Chris Nelson is almost single-handedly cleaning up the river. That's because the river is controlled by many different agencies. Some oversee water quality, while others oversee the banks. No one organization is responsible for cleaning up after the rafters. Nelson drags his little raft onto the beach, 50 pounds of trash weighing it down. He begins sorting, recycling, throwing away, and keeping what he can.
Oh, nice little radio.
Nelson says he'll keep cleaning up the Boise River as long as he can. Meanwhile, the city and the Boise Fire Department do organize a yearly river sweep to clean up trash from the floaters. This year, that float takes place September 15th. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.